Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back on Maggie and Perloff. I'm Andrew Perloff. She's Maggie Gray. I'm not sure what to make of our last playoff breakdown there. I was a little upset that I couldn't sell you on the Bills being soft because they practice indoor. To me, that's like, yes, a big sign.
Because they practice outside in 30-degree weather every other week. Yet this one particular day, now they're going to be soft?
Yeah, Belichick wore a special sleeveless hoodie today. It said In the Zone or something. I don't know if it was Auto Zone or if it was Gun.
It's a Danger Zone.
Danger Zone, yeah. That scared me too for the Bills.
That scares me more than the practicing inside.
So we've been sort of monitoring what everyone nationally is saying, and people are not on the Dallas Cowboys, which made me think my good friend, Matt Mosley, host of the Doomsday Podcast.
I love that name.
Yeah, hosts his own radio show, writes for Fox Sports, is a bon vivant. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Doing fine. Doing fine. We're just preparing for yet another Super Bowl run down here.
We were wondering if the Cowboys were feeling confident. Also, has anyone ever called you a bon vivant?
Yeah. He's called me a lot of things, actually, over the years.
I like calling you that because you don't know what they mean, so it's easy for me to call you that.
That's right. We're all yokels down here in Texas. I've got no clue what that is. Yeah. Although I was in Paris recently, so I can kind of...
Paris, Texas?
Guess what it was. No, there is a Paris, Texas. I was in the real thing.
Oh, wow.
In your face, Perloff.
In Paris.
Wow. Yeah.
So, Matt, have you noticed, by the way, have you noticed this sort of national trend to say the Niners are the worst possible matchup for the Cowboys and this is going to be another short out for the Cowboys in the postseason? Is that coming in locally, or is that more of like a national ESPN thing?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to you national people. I try to really stick to my
earmuffs.
No, I think there's healthy. I think it's very. There's a lot of reasons to doubt this team, and they certainly have some things going for them. I don't know if this was the greatest matchup. I mean, they acted like they wanted to play Arizona again. I think that was scary for them again. I mean, this has been so long since they've beaten a good team. I mean, this is a team that gets fat off a really horrible division. And you guys have spent a little time up in the Northeast. You know what they're putting out there in this division. And I guess the Eagles finally kind of rallied a little bit late in the season. But the Cowboys... basically now just win all their division games every year now. That's the new thing. So I don't local, national, I think everybody doesn't think this team really is about to do something big. But the only thing is, I will say this, Micah Parsons, Trayvon Diggs, DeMarcus Lawrence, I mean, they're scary on defense. I mean, they really – and then if you throw Gregory into it, I don't know. I mean, maybe we could look at, some of these other teams and come up with some people from San Francisco or whoever, but or the Titans. But I don't know if there's a four-deep – like that sort of level of talent, Rams, anybody. I mean, I just think their ability to get takeaways gives them a chance. But I think it's very understandable why most people doubt them.
Yeah, and, Matt, I think that it's not so much about the takeaways. It's whether or not the defense can stop the run. You know, like if they're going to make it an aerial attack, I think the Dallas Cowboys would be in a really good position here, despite the fact that Deebo Samuel can do it all. But facing Jimmy Garoppolo, I think you'd probably sign up for that any day. I want to go back to the offense, though, just for a moment, because you mentioned getting fat off those NFC East teams. You guys hung, the Cowboys hung 56 points on the Washington football team, 51 on the Philadelphia Eagles in the season finale. But in between those games, it's been tough offensively. How dangerous can this offense be now? Can you diagnose it for us?
Yeah, I can. I'd like to attempt to for you. Cedric Wilson, you know, Aikman has a big thing. Troy loves to talk about how, like, even back in the day in the 90s, the third receiver was so huge for them. And he makes a big to-do of that. Mm-hmm. I don't think we always do in covering these things, but they actually have somebody that's replaced Michael Gallup that's kind of a big play guy. The Cedric Wilson can go. He can throw the ball, too, on some of these trick plays. It really comes down to, can this quarterback, like those wins you mentioned, I mean, that was kind of a fake confidence kind of game. Philly didn't even try.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys were trying to, like, literally they were radioing down to McCarthy, like, hey, you got this other chance at a record. We can get 22 guys scores this year on our team. Okay, we got one more thing for Dak to throw that we can get him out of the game. Like, they were just, like, setting records and being weird.
They're going for style points.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, that's really all we're about down here. That Dak thing is going to be fascinating to watch in the playoffs because he's a streaky quarterback. Yeah, I think Garoppolo's a little bit like that too. I mean, you saw Garoppolo, he threw, you know, he'll get off and throw behind receivers sometimes, and then all of a sudden that last drive, he looked unbelievable. Dak's like that, especially this year. His numbers look great, but, you know, if you look beyond the numbers, he's like 37 touchdowns and 10 interceptions, I think. I mean, that's like some kind of huge Cowboys record or whatever. But when you really break it down, he can go in the tank on you. Mm. And I don't know exactly what to expect because we kind of started thinking, well, they're just great at home. Okay, as long as they're home, they're fine. And then they didn't play well against the Cardinals and got beaten. And then they're also great at coming back late and making it look like they were in a game. And really, the Cardinals, in between those two blowouts you mentioned, Maggie, the Cardinals had them down 22-7 going in the fourth quarter. But, you know, McCarthy never remember that. They just only remember, oh, we made that game 25-22.
Matt, can you get a message from me to Dan Quinn? Because I have some football advice here.
Yeah.
Do you got a pen?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is pretty deep, but watch out for that Deebo Samuel guy, as Maggie mentioned. I was watching the Rams Niners. I'm like, Deebo is killing you. I know it's Belichickian to take out the best weapon, but it feels, I know George Kittle's a great player, but I look at the Niners and they look pretty simple. I don't think Jimmy G is going to beat you. I think he'll make a mistake at some point. I think Deebo Samuel is the one who sets the tone. Is he the kind of guy that the Cowboys are going to get run over by?
Well, you know, I don't, he's not a, he's a great weapon, but he's not a full-time. They kind of have to piecemeal this running back thing together. Now, they got a young man by the name of Hasty who played at Baylor University, my alma mater, so keep him in mind. Mitchell will come in there. But Maggie's right. This team gives up some, I think it's the third most runs of 20 yards or more in the NFL. They give up the big play in the running game. But as Micah Parsons said today, the entire plan is to shut down the run, and then he said, let the monsters eat on third down. And Parsons is this guy is an otherworldly type character that has come onto the scene here. And while, you know, we can get excited about TJ Watts, he's got a million sacks this season, he could be the defensive player of the year. None of those linebackers or defensive ends are as versatile as Parsons. And so Quinn can kind of do it all. And yeah, I'm happy to tell Quinn that. And then,
Are you sure you got all that?
Kellen Moore could both end up as head coaches.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. Do you think they'll both get head coaching jobs this offseason?
I think so. I think the good news for Cowboys fans is I think Quinn sort of realizes he's got a pretty good thing going, and he's got the makings of a great young defense, and so he's not jumping at the first job. Like, he just turned down Jacksonville. I mean, I actually think that's always a good decision, just to turn down Jacksonville.
Because it's like a life mantra,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I live by.
What about but you hear a lot of Dan Quinn in Denver. They love him. And I kind of understand it. I feel like I watched that Cowboys defense last year. He seems like a guy I want running my team. I mean, have you been impressed with him this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it really comes down to, though, what we always have to decide about coaches. Is he just a great coordinator? Mm. I mean, Wade Phillips was a really good coordinator. He kept getting opportunities as a head coach. It really wasn't for him. You know, I think we got to wonder the same thing with Dan Quinn. I think the thing we learned about Dan Quinn, though, is he's a pretty good motivator. Like, he'll turn the cap around backwards. He'll drop some expletives.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of an exciting guy. So I don't think I remember sitting down with him at some of those Super Bowls where we would get to sit at tables. I think it was a pre-COVID type situation. And he's a really interesting guy, but I didn't know that he was quite as aggressive and over the top. You know, like, when he took over for McCarthy in that one game where McCarthy had COVID, like, there was a real head coachy vibe going on with him. So I think he will. I mean, Denver might be a good fit. I don't know, because they have pretty good defense. So I think that might work. But I also think Kellen Moore's an exciting young guy. So, you know, I think poor McCarthy's going to be just stuck. Poor Mike. I mean, Cowboys fans have this one exciting year, and then they're going to be stuck with Mike and no coordinators next year.
He's got that really sick caramel-colored jacket the matching hat. That was a lot of look, Matt.
Yeah, wait, which one are you? Who are you talking about?
McCarthy showed up on the tarmac dinner. Yeah.
Remember he had a coat with the hat? It's like, it was just a lot of look. I mean, we live in New York City, and I thought that was a little much.
Mike's a good. I mean, he's that old Pittsburgh tough, Iron City. After the game, he said the real S starts now, and the real expletives. He was throwing a bunch of stuff out. I think Mike is funny because I think when he sees Quinn cuss, he wants to cuss. And then
Matt, he's a real tough guy in that cashmere.
Yeah,
that's a real tough guy look for him. You know,
the cashmere. Big men don't need to be like Andrew can pull that stuff off because Andrew's like never been above 160 in his life.
But
I'm like I have wild weight fluctuations. I'm not going to put cashmere on or something like that.
Smart man.
All right, Matt. I appreciate it. We're going to have you on after the Cowboys win or lose, I think, because this is a lot of drama here. But last question before I let you go. I had to go to bed early last night. I know you're a proud Baylor Bear alumni.
Oh, don't do that to him.
How did Texas Tech game end up on college basketball?
Nice enough. He's coming on the show. You're going to do that?
Yeah, that's really unfair. it's about March with us in early April. All right, it's winning the last game of the season, which the Bears did, and you know, whatever that was in. What is your team? Like Patriot League or?
Discount Lehigh.
No, it's even more obnoxious. Ivy.
Last time I saw Matt, it was like February. There was some midseason Baylor game on. It's New York City, and they're 14 Baylor alum watching. I think it was the Baylor women play, and just like living and dying on every basket.
Way to support the team.
You're on a good run.
I mean, if you want to make a statement about women's basketball, Maggie and I'll sit right here and let you make it. But
yeah.
I love our women's program. So although we lost Kim Mulkey, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But no, it's fun to be on with you guys.
Oh, awesome,
just,
Matt.
Fax me like a W-9 or whatever.
Very good.
We'll get going.
Appreciate it, bud.
Checks in the mail.
Thanks, Matt. Talk to you soon.
All my best.
Yep. Thank you so much. That's Matt Mosley. He's the host of the Doomsday Podcast.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.